Eye on the Arctic, Views from the North, I'm Elise Quinn. Well, the Gourmand International Cookbook Awards gave its top prize this year to a cookbook featuring the food culture of Indigenous peoples from around the Arctic. Elu, Food, Knowledge, and How We Have Thrived on the Margins, won in the Best Food Book of the Year category, beating out 15 other finalists from places like Canada, Japan, Germany, Colombia, and South Africa. Now, to find out more about the book, the award, and the project, we're joined now by one of the authors. Rana Sara is a Sami reindeer herder from Norway and a PhD student who researches Sami food systems. And she joins me on the line today from Arctic Norway. Rana Sara, hello.
Hello.
So a big, big award. First of all, congratulations for your participation in the project. And the section of the book that you worked on looks at the Sami practice of smoking meat. Tell me how you got involved in the cookbook project and why you wanted to contribute to that section in particular.
Well, first of all, thank you very much. Well, how I got involved in this project was I've been working with the International Center for Reindeer Husbandry and the Association of World Reindeer Herders for 10 years now. So that's probably how I ended up in this project. But it's also a part of my interest in working with reindeer herders and indigenous people's traditional knowledge. So, and why I'm in this part with the smoking meat section in the book is because this is one of the main methods to prepare reindeer meat as food in the Sami reindeer herding area. So we have different ways of preserving by we can dry the meat and we can boil it and we can smoke it and so on. So we had to choose what to pick for this book. My family have been working with reindeer for generations in northern Norway, and I grew up in this livelihood, so it was a very natural part of my life, and it's also an everyday thing in my life today. I'm still in reindeer herding, and it's a big, big part of my life.
And, you know, as you were involved in this project, as it came together, you know, you grew up in this way, but did you learn anything new just from going through this process, working with other Sami, and sort of seeing what other Indigenous people were contributing to the book?
Of course, I knew a lot, learned a lot new stuff also, because we've been cooperating with Indigenous reindeer herders from many places in the Arctic, and it's all from the Nenets people, Even people, Evenki, and Dolgan, and also Chukchi, and the reindeer herders, the Dukha in Mongolia. So we kind of got to know each other and about each other's cultures, and what I discovered was that it's so much that is similar, but we also have a lot of differences, and we learn and taught each other how to use the whole reindeer as food, and also as other. Well, reindeer is not only food; it's also other. We also get other resources from it. So we learned a lot from each other, and it's very valuable that to see that our knowledge is very, the traditional knowledge reindeer herders have is very valued and important for us to be able to manage to live up here.
Why is it important for a project like this to get the kind of international recognition that you guys did at the awards?
But the most important part is that it recognizes our traditional food culture, our livelihood, our knowledge, and it also strengthens our youth and motivates them and gives them self-confidence by receiving such a big award, and it gives us just more energy and motivation to work with these topics, because it's so important for us, and it's also a very, very big part of our daily life, and we really see that it's important to document and maintain the way our ancestors have been doing for many, many generations.
And for people that are outside of the Arctic that read this book, and with the kind of award that the project has gotten, the chances are that that's going to increase greatly. What do you hope they come away with after reading the book, looking at the recipes? For someone that doesn't know a lot about the Arctic, what do you hope that the book teaches them?
Well, I hope it teaches them that our livelihood is important for us, and that we are able to keep it as it has been, and to maintain the traditional ways of for the future, for our next generations. That I hope that people around the world will kind of value the way of living or our traditions, because there is so much changes happening now, and we see that we lose knowledge, we lose land, and it's important to show the world that actually what we have up here, it is of great in value and importance for us and also for the rest of the world.
Well, Rana Sara, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.